Thank you. I do need to inform all parties that today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. A quick roll call for today's call. Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. On today's call, we have Steve Holston, Chris Chaplow, and from staff, we have Ken Bauer, Scott Pinson, Julie Headland, Glenda Saint-Géry, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. And apologies, we have Mason Cole. In the thick of a reminder, please to state your names before you speak. This would help for transcription purposes. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you, Gisela. This is Steve. I know that Mason's unable to attend. I don't believe that Helen or Zabinek will be able to attend either. So I did send a note out regarding the agenda, which I believe is as simple as a quick status update. As Helen and Zabinek are not on, that work team obviously can't report in. I'm not sure that Mason has given anything else in terms of his progress. I think the most significant progress appears to be in Team 1, most notably Ken and Scott and Chris. So would one of you like to give an update as to where things stand with the GNSO website initiative that's pushing forward?
Yeah, this is John. Chris here. Should I come in there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, good. Yes, we've been sort of continually pushing on, looking at how the new website's going to be organised, and we know Mark's sort of chomping at the bit to get going. I think all the data has now been moved across. Is that correct, Scott?
That is correct.
Yes. So it's quite a good way of doing it, I think, not to to get all the data from the old-fashioned HTML pages into the Drupal database, but without worrying about any of the changes to the design or the structure or anything, just getting all the information across. And I've actually been surprised about how quickly that's happened, and painlessly, or at least it seems painlessly from the outside anyway.
And will that data continue to be updated? It's obviously ported over, and that's a good start, but will we be then updating both the old and the new?
I assume the new is now just, sorry, the old is now just an archive, and the ongoing updates are being done onto the new.
Okay, gotcha.
So the next steps really is to look at the taxonomy and the new menu structure for the new website, and the overall layout or the information that we want in the home GNSO page and the sub pages, and really to look around, try to organise it a bit, see what material we've got, see what we haven't got. You know, you look at certain pages. I think we were looking recently at on the phone at an elections page, and it was quite a sort of hodgepodge of articles, of nomination, of candidate statements, of different things. So down at that sort of lower level, there's some reorganisation needed, and that's also going to show up gaps in information, I think. But so we're meeting, which date is it, 2nd, 3rd and 4th in Marina Del Rey, to really just get around the table and thrash out those things to be able to pass the information over to Mark.
Great. That's great. How about you, Scott or Ken? Do you have more to fill in beyond Chris?
This is Scott. I thought Chris reported quite well. The one thing I would add is that when we convene the team to make our design decisions, I feel like we have some really great research about user needs that we can make those decisions on. You may recall the Revere group ran a survey on across the whole ICANN.org site. They had 230 respondents. So we have their findings from that, and then I personally have interviewed so far 8 GNSO so-called power users. You may recall we put the invitation out about a month ago, and thank you for providing names. And then from your group, we also interviewed some users. So we have a total of 17 website user interviews, so we really have insight into what people are trying to do when they come to the site, what they wish were easy, how, you know, what style they would prefer. So we will use all of that research as we make our design decisions. I'm very optimistic about that.
Great. You've done 8 of them. How many more do you have, Scott?
I probably will only wind up doing 2 more. We hit that point where we're getting repeated messages out of various people, so that's what tells you you've pretty much discovered what's there. The only thing lacking is we need a little more insight on how people who are not English speakers would prefer to use the site. So I'm following up with a couple more interviews, hopefully next week.
Terrific.
This is Ken. Just another item just to add on that. There's another task before we actually meet 2 weeks hence. There's another operation that we want to try to get a substantial amount done on, and that is tagging. We've referred to that on a couple of the other calls. Remember the taxonomy work that we did earlier, that we pretty much finished that. Well, now the idea, since all of the data from the GNSO site has been ported, and it now lives in the new architecture. Now what we want to do is go into that set of documents and files and everything else and tag them with the taxonomy we built before that got done. And I think Scott's plan is for us to get that done next week.
Yes, it's interesting.
And when Chris and Scott and I meet in Marina Del Rey in early September, not only will we have all of Scott's research, we'll have the Revere research and data, we will have all of the documents tagged, and we will have we've already developed a little process for taking all of the elements that exist on the site and being able to sort of slide them around into different buckets or categories. Remember the card process we talked about a while ago, Steve?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to use automated technology, but it's the same concept.
I was just going to ask you if it was automated or if it was a manual process of actually tagging each of these things. So that the taxonomy and the card processes, as Chris had aptly described, you put the cards out and you decide which one goes where. That part has already been done.
No, but I sort of built a model for how we might go about that using the computer rather than physical cards. This way we can actually share it among each other, and we can sit down in a room, flash it up on a screen, and we can do the manipulations using our computers rather than physical cards. But the concept is the same. And the only part that's been done right now is the development of the elements that need to be shoveled around.
Got it. Perfect. Okay.
So the good news is there's lots of really heavy progress. I mean, compared to a long period where there was, you know, just we worked on the requirements, there's been a lot of interesting developments here, and they're moving, in my judgment, productively forward. It's exciting, actually.
Terrific. That's great. How about anything else to report for the team? We I think have a pretty good handle now on where the GNSO website project stands. Is there anything else that we need to address?
Just an open question about task 2 and the document management side. I can't quite remember. We sort of parked a little bit. Is that something that we've got to pick up again?
Good question. Do you have an opinion as to when it is appropriate to pick up that project?
Well, probably not till after Seoul.
Okay.
Yeah, and whether we need to keep the communications team intact for that or not is a question that we should probably talk later about.
Okay.
Because that document management, I mean, once we have the site built and it has a sort of integrity and an architecture and all of that, I think it'll be much easier to add things that we want to add to the site, especially if it's designed well, than it was to create it to start with. You know, I mean, the heavy lifting will have been done. I think it's non-trivial to pick the correct or the best of breed document management or collaboration tool set. I mean, that in and of itself is an exercise, but there are people way more qualified than me that would help with that process. The people in the ICANN IT world, for example, and Scott and others who have worked with these things. And then once one is identified as best of breed, then it's a technical matter of how do you get it linked in. It probably wouldn't be a community team function, I don't think, at that point.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
The only thing I'm thinking is Seoul is the end of the 6 months, so it might be worth, I don't know, maybe Mason with his overview or somebody just seeing if there's a section there that we're going to almost not report back on for good reason. Perhaps we should be telling the OFC that's what our intention is or something like that. I don't know. Hello, does that make sense? Oh, am I lost?
No, I still hear you, Chris.
Anybody there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. That's a fair question, I guess, that Mason will have to answer as to, compared to the original set of tasks, are we going to complete them all by Seoul? I think that's always been the intention, and Julie can correct us if she has a different understanding.
Yeah, this is Julie. Actually, I think there was a sense that perhaps not all tasks necessarily would be finished by Seoul. If there are outstanding tasks, there is the opportunity for the UNISO Council to determine whether or not to renew the charter of the work team. I think this is something that we should probably put on the agenda to discuss with Mason, perhaps at the next meeting. I mean,
yes.
As far as what we think we can get done realistically, and perhaps doing a check-in with the Operations Steering Committee so that they understand where we stand on our various tasks.
This is Ken. This is completely just a personal observation. It's feeling to me a little bit like maybe work teams have a kind of natural length of time or something, or if it's not natural, after some period like 4 months or 3 or 6 or something, it's just hard to maintain energy levels. All the teams, I think, with maybe one exception, are struggling. And it may just be that the thing to do is wrap them all up in Seoul and then restart those that we need to be restarted with changed missions, or like in our case, the website project could stop, right, and the other things that didn't get done could continue in a new team or something, and if some people wanted to stay on, they could. I don't know. It feels a little to me like we need a complete re-energizing of the whole effort.
I think that's fair. And Ken, does it require a new administrative or procedural initiative in order to get another one of these things going, or is that easy to do?
I don't think so. I think if the OSC, the Operating Steering Committee, and the Policy Process Steering Committees remain intact, and they want to reconstitute the work teams, you know, to get them new, fresh ideas, and I don't know. It's just a thought. It's just an opinion on my part. It's not a sanctioned view of anybody other than me.
Okay. Okay. Well. Let's discuss that more fully. I understand what you're saying, and I think it makes a lot of sense. Okay. Well, I'd like to wrap the call up unless anybody has any further business, does anybody have anything else they'd like to share?
Chris here, yes. Actually, what's more concerning than task two is actually task three at the moment, and whether we've permanently lost Zabnek and Helen, or whether they're just away for a little time. Do we know?
I don't know the answer to that, and I think Nathan was going to ping them to see what's what, because the other thing that could be done then is to have the rest of the team pick that task up and carry it forward. If they don't have the opportunity, either the desire or the time to do it, then I suppose we ought to redistribute that to the rest of us who may have more opportunity to dig in. I think that's a great thing, that we should come to some decision or closure on that.
Yeah, we'll have to. I mean, we started out as eight, and then we lost a few from the beginning, and then we're essentially down to three now, aren't we, from the volunteer side. So I think we've got to try and find out where we are with that. And
yeah. Yes, that's a very important task, that task three. And I'm not sure how much effort has been expended in that thus far, but we need to address that. Well, why don't I will take an action item to coordinate with Mason. I will see him tomorrow here in Toronto, and I will ask him about whether any progress is made, whether they have dropped out, and what we should do going forward. Good notes.
I mean, is it possible just to give them a phone call off the record, as it were, to that might be the best way forward, yeah.
Yep, I agree. Okay, folks, any other business? Hearing none, let's adjourn the meeting. I expect that we will have the same regularly scheduled meeting two Wednesdays from now.
Great.
Great.
Have a great day, everyone. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.